You're listening to 90.7 FM KPFK and Melting Pot. My name is Michael Barnes, host of this show, and it is my great pleasure to welcome a very patient and very gracious Belarus all the way from the UK. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad, thank you.
Good, thanks. Yes.
All right, so you've been in town for a couple of shows doing your first tour of the US and in our studios and performing a couple of songs. And I'll just throw it over to you guys right now to play a couple tracks for us. So this is Belarus here on KPFK and Melting Pot.
This is a song called Gold Rush. It's on our album 270 Stories. I don't ever want to believe the evidence is out there. What blinds is not to see. Gratitude we start to see through smoke screen. I recommend you question motives and spin the wheel of business and greed to accept, leave, and challenge the majority rule. Subscription to deny a wiki is forgivable. Authorized in ethical extortion of dishonorable of double ten, cause it got to come with time to go on the play delivery. Effects burn them back from the chaff makes no sense. Siphon takers, you extract monopolizer that giving something bad.
Your back, red, bed, burn out, mail, cause you to consider to remember that end of the day, words are a consequence. At the end of the day, you do a consequence. We have a powerful vernacular, I wanna make it audible, notable, legible, accessible, like now.
Very nice. Music from Belarus performed live in our studios here at KPFK. And now you're here in Los Angeles. You've been here for a little while. This is actually the first time you've toured as a group here in the States. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. And how have you found things so far?
We've been, I think we've been received really nicely. Mm-hmm. Our show at Bootleg went really well. And we played at Angels a couple of days ago. And tonight we're playing at Bardo.
Yeah.
So it's been really, really lovely.
Yeah, you guys have a sound that I think really fits very nicely with what several different groups are doing around here. And so it's nice that you've been received very well. And really, really nice to have you in our studios as well.
Thanks for having us. It's good to come anywhere. So yeah, we're excited. It's our first time over here. Yeah, it's been cool.
Now, for listeners who you just released a record, 270 stories on True Thoughts a little while ago, just in the last month or so. But this is actually your third full length record.
Yep.
But just for those people out there who are just now discovering you, either on my show or on some of the other places that I started to pick up and play this record here in Los Angeles, could you just tell me a little bit about how the group got together? Actually, I should really say introduce yourselves, since I can see the three of you, but since this is radio, you guys can't see anybody. So let them know who you are and what you do.
I'm Catherine Dubert, and I'm vocalist for Bellreach.
I'm TJ Modest, and I do stuff with turntables and samplers and laptops and all that good stuff.
I'm Ricky Fabulous, and I play the guitar and bass.
All right, and even just from that kind of lineup, you can probably tell, and from the songs that you've already heard from the group, that they do things in certainly not a traditional way for what might be considered a soul group, a different kind of style to it. I was just wondering, again, how Bellreach came to be?
Well, before we met Catherine, Ricky and I we studied together quite a long time ago now, and we used to do weird sort of long improvised sets in pubs and bars in the UK, and they went on for a long time, and it was just sort of turntables and samplers and guitars, and we did this for a while, and then we met Catherine. She came down to sort of jam with us in this pub we were playing in London, and we just jammed for, it was fun. We used to get given beer and yeah. and mess around and play for hours. And then someone said, do you want to play a gig? A real gig. And we thought, well, damn, we'd better write some songs. So that's how it started, really.
Yeah, no, that's... I must have, when Tim, DJ Modest, describes the... turntable loopers and guitar sets, I always think it sounds a lot better than...
It actually was.
it was pretty self-indulgent stuff, which was the great thing when we met Catherine and get a vocalist, that suddenly things start to get tighter and, yeah, you start to think more about structure and stuff. And when we had that offer of a gig, that was when immediately we thought, right, we got to actually try and get things into some sort of song shape rather than stand up and the support band playing for 4 hours.
And how would you really describe this sound that you guys have?
Well, the first record we released, the first album, we called it Turntable Soul Music because we didn't know what else to call it, and we still don't know what to call it. Mm-hmm. If anyone's got any ideas, email us. We don't know. If we were making music individually, we'd all make very different things, but together we make the stuff we make, and it's odd. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, I've never really... I always think it sounds quite kind of poppy, but... In the same way, it doesn't really sort of fall very well into genres. It's just kind of, yeah, just, I don't know, it's very song focused, but it's mm-hmm. not of a particular sound. Mm. But I think there's a certain sort of unifying thing in it.
Yeah, I think we fall between genres quite regularly, just in the same set. So I think it makes people nervous sometimes in booking us because you don't really, you can't say this is a whatever gear. You don't fall into a specific genre. So we're just kind of in between a whole bunch of stuff.
I actually had it written down because I forget a lot of things. But I remember the first time that I heard you guys was actually not too long ago. And it was a track that was on a True Thoughts collection. Don't Let Them Push You Around was the name of the track. And when it started up, I was like, well, this is kind of a nice, you know, very bluesy kind of... hold on, is that a turntable?
Yeah, it's an odd record because, yeah, it's a scratch drum beat. So, mm-hmm. I don't know what you call that sort of music.
Yeah, but I think that's one of the things that's quite nice about your group, that in the same way that you can kind of put them into kind of a soul camp, and there are a number of artists that make soul music really in the last several years, and a number of them, it seems, especially from abroad, who are really kind of broadening and expanding the definition of soul and what it can mean. And for you guys, hearing the older music and this newer record, there are all these different elements that come into it. It seems like for this particular record, especially just the way that it's sequenced with Fuzzface at the front, that there is this kind of push for more kind of aggressive, more a little bit more of an aggressive sound through several of the tracks. The drums are a little harder in some of the tracks as well. Was that something you were going for?
We the first two records we made in sort of bedroom, side room studios. Mm-hmm. And for this, the third album, we actually had time and we rented a studio. And not the best studio in the world. I lived there as well, and it was essentially under a basement of a shop. But we had a live room and we had a recording room, so we could actually do stuff like really concentrate on getting the sound of things right. Because mm-hmm. when you're recording in your spare room, you can't really set up some old guitar amplifiers and run some drum beats back through them and record them out again. And you can't replay kind of scratch guitar lines through amplifiers to re-record them in to get room ambience on them. And all that sort of stuff where you can kind of just build a bigger sound. Mm-hmm. We had the space to do it. So I think it's interesting you say that, because a lot of people have said it sounds more aggressive and bigger. And it's not really, we didn't set out to do that, but it was just the space we had allowed us to do that. So before we were kind of restricted by neighbours.
Yeah, I think it's a lot closer to how we sound live as well, that when we first started making songs, it was hard to capture, like Tim says, due to restrictions of recording. But when we're able to set up the amplifiers and everything, we're able to actually make it sound like it does in a gig, basically.
Yeah, that was one of the things I was also wondering, just especially since, you know, you guys aren't local. So when I hear music and I have questions about it, a lot of times if somebody is coming to town more frequently, and you know, you can kind of get the questions answered in performance. But since this is the first time you guys have been here, mm-hmm. and really had that chance, I was really wondering whether or not that sound kind of, and based off of everything you said so far, seems like I've already gotten the answer, but whether that sound was really something built in performance or more of kind of a sound that kind of was created in bedroom or in this kind of non-performance or at least not public performance space.
I think we're trying not to, maybe is a better way of saying it, that to make such a distinction between what we do when we record and what we do when we play live. Because I think that's kind of, there's no real reason why it should be different. Really,
kind
you're
of
doing
works
a thing.
Hand in hand, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we do weird things in the studio and we do weird things on stage. So, we use kind of beat up old bits of kit to kind of get the sounds on in the studio, and then we take those sounds and replay them through samplers and other things in live. And that's the way we made the record. It's kind of by taking the sounds and manipulating them, and we're trying to do that live as well. You obviously got restrictions. We can't take all of the junk we had in the studio around with us, but. I think we're not a studio band who's kind of decided to take the project on the road. We've always just liked doing both, really.
Yeah, no, I think that's ultimately it. We're not sort of it's like liking the sound of like loop drums, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Like the way we've recorded the drums is the way we like it, and that's what we try and do live. So rather than bring in a live drummer, this is the way we record ourselves in the studio is essentially how we play live.
And that's
our sound.
Yeah, that was one of those kind of just smaller questions. Was there a live drummer on any of the tracks?
There's some drum sampled live sounds,
but not somebody came in live into the studio.
We don't have enough money for session musicians. So. Occasionally, I'd run in and hit a snare drum with a spoon or something. I've made a rattle. We've got a rattle, which is some beans in a can, and you can build your own drum kit just in any kitchen.
And again, it's that recording and sending back through amplifiers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, just try and thicken up these kind of like sounds that we can make and everything. So, there's a combination of the two.
Yeah, it also struck me, I mean, just listening to a lot of different music kind of with post-hip-hop ears, that a lot of the sounds that come out are very, they have that kind of particular attention to sounds that it seems like you guys were talking about a little while ago. The thing also that I think is really interesting with your group and having Tim as the DJ and performing live and on record in basically the same way, a lot of kind of similar artists don't seem to do that. It seems like it's important to your sound to actually have those live elements. You can really hear that you're manipulating vinyl or you know, Serato or some kind of, but the manipulation seems important, that it's actually, you know, that you can hear it, that the person knows you're working with vinyl.
I think that's true. I mean, that's essentially, there's the three of us, and we do, I mean, Ricky plays bass and guitar on stage. Catherine started playing bass on stage. We've got all manner of pedals and other things we're messing around with. And that just seems so much more fun to us than kind of going, okay, now we need to put together kind of a scratch session band to play the songs. That's not fun. Look, we see bands doing that, and so it works for other people, but it's not really what we want to do. And yeah, part of what we do is about records. It was always about records when we started, and we wanted to make a record because I like records, so sort of that's what we do.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's the same what you were saying about like scratch drum beats, being able to hear that sound when the kick drums pull back.
Yeah, it's
hear
a
that,
distinctive sound, you know.
That's what sounds good. It's the same as like hearing like string squeak and stuff
exactly.
when you're playing the guitar.
Exactly.
That it's just one of the things that goes with the instrument, and yeah, that's just one of the good things about hearing that kind of instrument played.
Mm-hmm. One instrument that is played in the group that we haven't talked nearly enough about is Catherine's voice. And that was also something that seemed a little bit different in this record than previous records. Also, again, and I don't know if it's just because of the way the record starts out with Fuzz Face, which is, you know, just like this really strong track, and your voice goes in so many different places on the record, but it begins with that really forceful kind of tone. I was really interested in just kind of where you got your start singing. It seems like you would have more of kind of jazz kind of background, but I really was just interested in kind of where you got your style.
Yeah, that's hard to pinpoint, really. very hard to pinpoint. I grew up in Australia and moved over to England about 10 years ago. But in Australia, I met a man called Freddie Wilson, who was he's an old jazzer. He's a saxophonist who did all the big bands in the 60s in India and Australia, and traveled quite a lot. And now what he does, I think he's retired from this now, but now what he did do was get a whole bunch of singers in a room. It was a carpeted garage, actually, in the back of his place in Hunters Hill, and put a live band in there. And it was a workshop that we, you know, went to, and he made lots of people cry. And he was, I think he was banned from the Jazz Association of Australia because of his foul language. He's such a character, and he's amazing, and he's just so lovely and gentle at the same time. And he always just said, everyone's got their own voice. Listen to everything, but just be your own voice. So I think that's always stuck in my head, along with all the other profanities that he said too. but it's not necessary to say. So I think it was very much choosing your own path of, you know, what feels good for yourself, not trying to emulate anybody else, because what is the point of it? You know, that voice is already out there. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
So wherever that comes from, since I moved to London and started listening to Ricky and Tim's music, it just broadens your mind, doesn't it? And
yeah.
You adapt different things because you absorb it, but... No, well, Tim's been, they're laughing at me, they do that. Tim's been collecting records since he was about 13, was it? Or?
Yeah.
So there's a lot to listen to and stuff that I'd never find.
Some of them, at least three or four of them are okay.
Yeah, they're usually
some of them are worth
scratched
listening.
Up.
Yeah. Some of them worth listening to.
Mm-hmm. But it's hard to pinpoint. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, and again, that's part of the thing that I appreciate about your sound, especially where it's at right now, but really, you know, from the first time that I heard it, I just, in the way that the different elements come together, that it has a very kind of organic kind of feel, even though I know a lot of kind of like traditional musicians, and especially kind of traditional kind of soul musicians, wouldn't necessarily put organic with the way that your music is kind of created. But that was one of the things that I was interested in London, how this particular style and how the way you guys perform, how it's received within in a particular scene, or do you guys feel like there is a sort of scene that you fall into there as well?
I don't think we do. I think
we're kind of outside of a scene.
Yeah,
we're always
outside of everything, looking in, really. And it would be cool if there was a scene of people doing the weird stuff we do, but I'd have someone to talk to. But there's lots of different stuff in London. There's loads of interesting music, and I think it's sort of almost kind of the way the web spread music now. It's almost like there isn't really scenes in that way anymore, because everyone's sort of pocketed and individual, and and doing different stuff all over the place. So you can make music as the same guy in like four doors down in your street, and it'll be completely different because people don't go to the sort of same venues to kind of jam, and there aren't those sort of nights anymore. And yeah, we play with lots of different bands. We get on so many different bills. We play electro festivals in Europe, blues festivals, jazz festivals, or proper hip hop nights as well. And it's almost like no one knows what to do with this. But I think I actually quite like that as well. I think there's something to be proud of, the fact that no one knows quite what you can't define what you do. That's quite good.
Yeah, no, it was actually when we first got going, because there was a scene of new jazz and stuff in London, and they sort of took us on, and that was kind of weird because I didn't really listen to any of the music myself, and I didn't really think we sounded like any of the bands. So you end up getting put on nights with stuff that's a lot more
kind of quite smooth Latin sort of Latin
yeah.
influence.
Yeah, and then you feel quite jazz. Nervous standing up. You know, let's get ready for the feedback.
Yes,
and yeah, and it's kind of nice when you sort of feel like, you know, the crowd suddenly goes, "Oh, what's that?" and you sort of win them over. But yeah, it's gone wrong before as well. So.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, and just as you were saying that, it almost seems like there's kind of in that the fact that you don't fall into any of these very kind of maybe easy ways to describe you as a soul group or as a hip hop group or as a jazz group or even, you know, some kind of hyphenated thing like a jazzy hip hop group or, you know, something like that. The fact that you don't there really isn't a very good, easy kind of way to describe the sound gives you so much more freedom than people who are in yeah, those yeah. particular kind
Absolutely.
Of groups.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, I've always found that because we haven't like stuck to like sort of like a there's no sort of genre, so to speak. It gives us loads of freedom when we're writing songs that you don't have to think about what people listen to you, what they might, you know, think about your music, because you already kind of think anyone who likes you is going to
have an open mind.
Yeah, and see which way you're going with stuff. So it's...
They have patience. Yeah. Our fans have patience.
It does give you... And the record label True Thought's been really great as well. Like, they've always... Whatever we've given them, they've been fine to put it out, which is great. So it's nice having that freedom so that if you're proud of something and like the way it's gone, then yeah, they'll put it out, and yeah, hopefully the people will listen.
Yeah, we've never had to be censored in any way or stick to a form, which is really cool. We've just had a bit of a journey of our own and made what we wanted to make and music that music that we all like. Mm-hmm. So otherwise it's shelved. Otherwise we don't take it any further, which I think that's a unique thing.
Yeah, and especially it seems unique for groups that are around kind of the stage that you guys are at, where you've made three full-length records and been around for a fair amount of time, not a very, very long time, but, you know, you've been around for a fair amount of time now. And by that time, a lot of times, either they're getting pressure from their record label to kind of commit to a sound or something along those lines. It is a testament to True Thoughts in a lot of ways that they've been able to kind of just give you that space the same way they've given a lot of artists, and a testament to yourselves, of course, that you continue to kind of push that envelope.
No, like I was saying, like the True Thoughts giving us that freedom is absolutely brilliant. And it's nice just... like when we finished the last album, it was great. Yeah, just knowing you've actually sort of tried to push things forward a bit, and it's not just knocking out the same old stuff. And it's just a nice feeling.
Mm-hmm. So now that you've done that, though, where do you go next?
Seattle.
And then DC. And then New York. And then back to London.
Philly. Oh, don't forget. Philly in also. Yeah,
well, we've got a track now which has got two basses on it, so we might have to recruit another bassist so we can play a track which has three bass lines and turntable drums.
Wow.
I was really enjoying the actual song. It was Fuzz Face, ended up getting changed to guitar and bass, but I was really enjoying over like last Christmas. I was messing around with kept stacking up bass lines on bass line. Just sort of being lazy and not being bothered to pick up the guitar. And just things like that, messing around with the sound. And what does it have, like three basses play? And then we play live, Catherine plays a bass and I play a bass. And just sort of, so probably more basses would be the way forward.
Even more bass.
Yeah,
more heavy stuff to carry as well. Surely we should get a few more cases.
Work on taking the fax machine with us.
Oh, yeah, it'll be interesting to hear. hear the sounds the fax machine makes on the next record.
We actually hit our album launch on there's a song called Ginger Wine that has this kind of percussive sound, and we got my girlfriend to play a typewriter on stage so that she plays a taka taka. Well, the drum beats are scratched,
and even a little like ting thing.
That wasn't in it, actually.
That didn't work on that typewriter.
It was pretty old.
We had four bars of typewriter.
It looked kind of cool having like a typewriter being played on stage. So we could tell you that.
Well, that's wonderful.
That's heavy
indeed.
Enough. Yeah.
So we know, as you were just making mention a moment ago, so a couple more cities here during this particular little mini tour. And from conversation earlier, you mentioned that you're going to be coming back to the States. Hopefully everything will work out next year in March for South by Southwest.
Hopefully, yeah. We won't know for 100% sure for the next kind of week or so, but yeah, we're hopefully coming back for South by Southwest, which would be cool.
Okay, and then there may even be a small chance then that we might get you back in Los Angeles.
Oh yeah, no. If we're coming over, it makes so much sense to kind of do stuff.
We'd love to come back here. It feels we've been here for a week, which felt initially wow, it's such a long time. But I think for LA, you need at least a month.
Yeah,
so much going on here, and so much music coming out of LA.
Yeah, exactly,
it'd be great to just, you know, spend the time listening.
Yeah, I know. I know some other artists from the UK, or not from the UK, but from Europe, who were. Who were here and more or less recorded their record out here just because they spent a little mini trip, and just the way that everything vibed for them, they packed up and moved over for a short amount of time. Might be the kind of thing you guys
are looking for. Studio space.
Yeah. You want to think about it. Just saying. And when you do, you're certainly very welcome back here.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Once again, my guests have been Belarouche, here all the way from the UK on their first tour of the United States here at KPFK and Melting Pot. So do you think we could get a couple more songs out of you?
Sure.
Yep.
All right, wonderful. You're listening to Belarouche performing live here at KPFK on Melting Pot.
And this is Clock Watching. Seems like the little things are slowly brand new. Tongue hard, did you hold back hand? You were meant to dive in.
Did you think it a waste of time? Lies here, it's all just fine. Did you keep it to yourself and turn on blind eye to hell? Tired, you lost your heart. Give up, said it's too hard. Lost your place, don't get replaced. We shunted into line. When you lose your trust in us, by the people that do love you, just the way you are. Now rise up, boy, you fell too far. So put them back in the backseat. Your dues have long been paid. I put them back in the backseat. Your dues have long been paid. Oh, I put them back in the backseat. Your dues have long been paid.
Okay. This song is called Cat in a Dog Suit. We're doing a different version for you today. Usually we have two basses live playing the song, or three basses recorded, but today we'll do it with guitar. It's a part of me. The piece you want to back so desperately. You know it would have been nice to have a little more time to catch my breath. Instead you cleaned me out. You said it was for my own good. You should know. I understand the meaning of over. Then you tell me to read between the lines. Afraid of what I find. Myself off the first time. Three strikes, I was out a long time ago. Now there's nothing more to see, nothing left to feel, nothing more I can do for you. Seems obvious to me, something else arrives too deep. But you let no one else in to see. Every time we read between the lines, afraid of what I find.
Go.
You've been listening to a performance and interview with artists out of the UK, Belarus, who were just in our studios, recorded a set on the 29th for broadcast today. And big thanks to them for sticking it out. We had a lot of technical difficulties and they were here a lot longer than they thought they were going to be here at our studios. But really, really great session. And big thanks to them and also to Tamika Zaghi for doing the sound for that. So thanks again to everyone involved. And I'll leave you with some music right here, starting off the set with something from Belarus. 270 Stories is the name of their new record. It'll likely be one of the ones that I'll be having in a pack for this upcoming fundraiser out on True Thoughts. Ginger Wine, the name of the song, still my favorite on this record, from Belarus here on KPFK's Melting Pot.
Maybe we can leave it all, leave every bother at the shore. Your soul, night is cool out. Yeah, listen to the radio. Hear the tune that coaxes the soul. As it hums and takes us to another shore unknown. Ginger wine upon our set. Watch the moon wake the stars. Take us to sunrise. I'm a stranger one can trust. Story ever safe and us. Tune into the radio.
You make it.
Pretty much closing out the show, music from Bradford Cox as Atlas Sound, who are just in town this past week, and he released a ton of music on his blog, and then it was promptly taken away and then put right back, as it should have been, since it was all recorded in his bedroom, pretty much. Bedroom Data Bank is the name of the collection. There are 4 volumes, just a ton of music, and all of it pretty much recorded in last year. From Bradford Cox, you heard something from volume number 2. And Stationary Blood, the name of the track, once again from Atlas Sound. And I'll probably have a link to that on my blog, because I'm likely going to post a little something about some of those amazing songs. There are quite a few. Agent Ribbon, ahead of that, I'm All Right, the name of the song from, I believe they're from Austin, but they're on an Oakland record label, Atena Farm, and Chateau Crone, the name of the track from Agent Ribbon. We had music out of the UK from Polar Bear, Jazz Collective Polar Bear, though in most cases I think everything was sampled on there, and featuring a MC from the UK by the name of Jager, who sounds almost like he's from the South. Don't Think I Won't, the name of the track from a collaboration between the two of them called Common Ground. We also had music from Teen Girl Fantasy, Floor to Floor, the name of the track from 7 AM, a really great record, one I haven't played nearly enough. Starting to think about that kind of thing here as the year closes out. And started the set off with music from Belarus, who once again were our guests in the first half of this hour. And thanks again to them and to Mika once again for doing the sound. Ginger Wine was the song that you heard from their record, 270 Stories. Coming from Belarus. And if you missed that interview and the performance, it'll be archived on my blog, Melting Pot, which is, you can find it at meltingpotblog.com. There are links at the KPFK website. If you go to the show page for Melting Pot on kpfk.org, you can find a link to the blog and also to my email address if you ever want to get a hold of me, and to our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page for this show. A lot of times I'll throw up extra giveaways over there, and we're like two fans away from 200, which, you know, is a pretty good number. It's actually kind of surprising since we've only been on the air for 6 months, but only two fans away, so it'd be cool to get those extra two and get up over 200 and maybe a few more. So next week, fundraising time, and I will see you guys then for all kinds of goodies. And Folk Scene is up next. Until then, y'all take care, and I'll see you when I see you.
KPFK is heard on K254AH Isla Vista and K229BO Rancho Bernardo.